from 1 Peter chapter 2
from verse 9.
Shall we turn our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2?
Maybe you turn up to Peter who made the kind. It's you
generation. A royal priesthood. An holy nation. A peculiar people. That ye should show forth the praises of him. Who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. And then when we turn our Bibles to Revelation chapter
1
verse
6.
This is Apostle John writing this wonderful revelation on the island of Patmos, said this, and I quote, and have made us kings and priests unto God.
No, why are you a man say yenye asofo ema neje nyankopon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we look at these two scriptures,
na yehwe sa akenkan mi enu a,
it tells that you and I,
e ka chere se mi ne umi enu,
we have been born into the kingdom of priests and the kingdom of kings. So when the Bible mentions a high priest, don't look over here and say it is talking to only Apostle Jake Siao and Pastor Okuoku.
And he said, Oka, I hear Asofuku, I won't now when he may hear Asofu, Ewo platform is
so. So that you will tell yourself the preaching, it is for all the pastors here.
Now, one can say, Asama Ebano, Emma, Asofo, Ewosrohano.
Because it mentioned. And queens and dressing code they always put on.
Now here's our uncle for I can want some we are one more fadi bia or tie eshe.
When you look at the king, when the king is coming in.
And you'll be who to say, I swan or Pacaimu. And not know or.
Of God.
Now, who knows the way to you?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you go to Birmingham Palace,
Birmingham Palace,
where we have Prince Charles,
Prince Charles, Etuhona,
and the Queen,
and Ohima,
you could see the richness of their clothes.
Na bra omobaba TV suono uhu.
And when you look at Prince Williams and the other ones, whenever they are even going anywhere, you see that they put on a cloth that describes who they are and where they belong
to.
You and I will understand that clothing is not just what we are putting on, but it speaks volume about who we are.
Now, Enkyerɛ sɛ ade a ɛhyɛ yɛn kɛkɛ na mmom ɛkyerɛ nipa su ayɛyɛ.
Number 1.
Ne edi kan.
Joseph had a special coat which pictured a favored person in his family.
Na Joseph wa atade bi a ɛkyerɛ nipa su a ɔyɛ ɛwɔ n'abusua mu.
He was highly favored by his father.
If he said na ne papa ɛpɛ n'asɛm yie.
And therefore the father prepared this rich garment for Joseph.
Ɛnu nti ne papa kɔtɔ atade yi a ɛyɛ fɛ ɛde ma Joseph.
And as I said earlier on, the priest also wear some special garment to perform special duties in the house of God.
Ɛnu nti ɔsɔfo nso hyɛ atade sononko a ɔde yɛ asɔfodwuma ɛwɔ asɔrefie.
And when we look into this, some prominent figures here and rich people here, and anytime they are organizing a fanfare or anything, they put on very rich clothing to demonstrate their wealth and power.
Enti kroma nso ayewe enipa num bi wo ha se wo mu kwa ejabo bi ase a
and there are some shoes. When you buy Georgia Armani shoe, you can see that the price is heavy. And therefore, when they wear it, you can calculate the amount of money spent on their clothes. And then there is another people that will tear their clothes and put on sackcloth, and it means sorrow or sadness. So the clothing we put on describes where we belong to and the situation prevailing at that
time.
But when we turn our Bible to Zechariah chapter 3,
we turn to Zechariah chapter 3,
and we will be reading from verse 1.
Now, you can't finish it.
And I read, and he showed me Joshua, the high priest.
Now, tell me, Joshua, oils of Penino,
standing before the angel of the Lord.
Now, Jina, Onyame Bofuenim,
and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him.
Now, Omon Samusu Jina, and Seni Fase, Omano,
dear beloved,
and Yanom.
This is the high priest of God. The Bible says Zechariah received this revelation concerning the high priest. And he saw the high priest standing before the angel of God. And at the same time, the devil is also standing on the right hand side of Joshua. So the question is this. What is the devil doing there at that material time? It means that Joshua came in the presence of God and the devil also came and stood by.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And therefore, when the angel saw the devil, he said, listen to verse 2. And the Lord, now here it is not God speaking. It is the angel who had been given the audacity by God to speak on his behalf. And he said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee. O Satan, even the Lord that have chosen Jerusalem rebuked
thee.
And he said, is not this brand plucked out of fire?
Hallelujah.
Joshua ye dia. Ye yine free. E ja eden edemu. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It means that Joshua was wearing a dress code that is not defined for where he was standing.
No, Joshua was
That is why the devil was standing on his right hand side. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the dress we put on, it tells volume about who we are. But I am not literally talking about this physical clothing we are putting on. Hallelujah. This morning you look so sharp, so handsome, so beautiful in your clothes.
Hallelujah.
You know why I wear this shirt today? The first day I bought it, I wore this kind of combination, and pastor looked at me and said, I like your shirt, and I said, I'm going to wear it today.
Hallelujah. Wow. Combination.
Hallelujah. So whilst I was sitting down there, I asked him, pastor, should I put on my coat? He said, this is fine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the Bible said that the devil was there because something had gone wrong on the clothing that the high priest Joshua was wearing.
Hallelujah.
Symbol of something that will come in the latter time. This is a symbolic of things to come. It means that there is the possibility that along the line, this my garment will be stained. But we should not sit down and sit and then and wait till the time comes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to put away the filthy garments. And walk before God in holiness and in righteousness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Revelation chapter
19.
Now let me describe what the word filthy means. I looked at the dictionary and it said it is moral corruption. Filthiness is moral corruption.
Now, Ochre Musa, if you know a subambia, a wo, I say, won't you pemu? I say, won't you pemu?
A probisano. And he said, it is a refuge. And he said, no one, you know, you were the word, the SFNC.
Bola.
Bola. Extremely dirty.
Ah, are you fipa puto?
And the Lord is saying,
Itoyami e kase.
Joshua was wearing a filthy and a corrupt moral lifestyle.
Na fe Joshua tadia eseno no te se de yedi egusu minaso.
And at the same time, he was the high priest.
Today you
are a high priest.
No,
amen.
Amen.
You and I, we are high priests.
Amen.
We are kings and princes and queens in the house of God.
When
we wear filthy garments and somebody sees it, they will go and report to our father and say, look at your children. They are walking as if there is no work in this house. The Lord is calling upon me and you to look into our lives. Anything that is filthy, Anything that is extremely deadly, he said he is commanding his angel to take it away. Because we are comfortable with those clothing.
If you say,
that is why we are not taking them away. The Bible says that if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Therefore, the old things are passed away. But today we are wearing the old stuff. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And therefore, the angel said to Joshua, this is a symbol of things to come.
Enunti bofone kache Joshua say we eya dia ebeba echiri.
Therefore, what kind of dress do the Lord, the dress code do the Lord expect you and I to wear?
Enunti asem atadie ben na onyame pese me no mie no yeshe.
In Revelation chapter 19 verse 7.
He said,
let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lord is come. And his wife, that is the church, that is you and I, has made herself ready. And to her,
now or no,
and to you,
any who,
and to me,
any me.
This is the prescribed dress.
We ne ataria opese yeshe
that the Lord wants us to.
Ah, onyame epese yeshe.
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in her fine linen, that is your fine linen, that is the righteousness of the Lord.
Now, the rapa ah, a fita ah, a tie man, say, umfra.
Look at it, when you go to the shop and you buy a white linen and a nice dress, beautiful dress for your for a wedding ceremony. Look at how you just contain yourself. You don't want anybody to come near to stain your linen.
Hallelujah. So obi ebi a ukọ store na ukọ to atari ebi a wodi kwa ifro say ye lazy say ye enwira fita tem bia wo sha na ukọ no obi kurade ebi a ebetumi akam na wo twetwe ho wo mpese ebi bekam.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the dress code that Joshua was supposed to wear was a fine linen and white, which represent the righteousness of the saints.
Joshua fita na
so the Lord is demanding that we put on this garment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is calling upon you and I to put on this garment. Because in the coming, the days are shorter.
If you say, Emrenu Aetia,
and sooner than later,
and the ancient piano,
the Lord is going to appear.
Onyami besani wale.
And when the Lord appears,
no onyami sania.
What kind of garment will I be wearing?
Atari ben obeto se
show. And what kind of garment you will be wearing?
Atari ben obeto se show.
And would the Lord look into your eyes and say, you are putting on a fine linen?
Onyami mehu anyuma kajo asa usha atari pa.
And can he look at me and say, I am also putting on a fine linen?
Na obehu mehu so kajo misa atari e shemi na efa na.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Matthew chapter 22, we read a story about a king who set up a marriage feast for his son.
Na Matthew etiedu onu mienu no yehwe ohini bia ose otopno ama ne ba oya ifro.
The invited guests did not show up.
Woma otu nsafre onu obi ensuo.
So he ordered some people to go and bring some people.
Enti ose nkwe ofie ose monko abonti no obi ambeshia no bia monfre no mra.
And when he came down from his from his room,
now feed the mobile, no.
He saw among the guests.
Now,
somebody was wearing a filthy clothes. And he went to him and said, my friend, you don't belong to this place. Because your garment is not a prescribed garment.
If you say
alright, got this guy and banded him and put him in outer darkness. And he said, he was put in a place that is where there's wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hallelujah. God is demanding that we look into our lives and walk in the righteousness and holiness that he has provided for us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 4. He said, thou hast a few names. In Sardis.
Ah, wongu on entire the thing was Sardis.
Which, that's right, which have not defiled their garment in this place.
Now, wongu on entire the thing was Sardis.
And he said, and they shall walk with me.
Now, on me benanti.
They shall walk with me.
On me benanti.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Will you and I be able to walk by the side of Jesus? If we give the answer yes, then our garment should be found lean and pure. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Revelation chapter 15 from verse 4 to
6.
He said, who shall not fear thee, O Lord? Glory thy name. For thou only art holy.
If it's a wonku na oya kronkron.
For all nations shall come and worship before thee.
Na manamanyina beba abekoto wanim.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who shall not fear the Lord?
Why na won sure Awurade?
If you and I we fear the Lord, then we should walk in his righteousness.
And I was saying nanti wa nikukuyemu.
We should walk in his holiness.
And was saying nanti wa nitiniyemu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There should not be a compromise.
And say,
we can do this for a while.
Now maybe I may wake a cra.
Brother, he told Joshua, this is a symbol.
Or catch Joshua said, we aye in Sanaho.
Therefore, are we prepared to let go? Last time, Pastor was teaching us something here on Bible study, and we read in Hebrews chapter 12. He said, put aside every weight and every sin that easily beset you, and run the race that is set before you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today, are we prepared to put away the filthy garments?
And
if we are ready, then the Lord is also ready to rebuke the devil on our behalf. It is true that we have been striving to walk it before the Lord in all holiness and righteousness. But our effort hasn't yielded the fruit we needed. There is something you don't want to do it, but you find yourself doing it. I don't want to do it, but I find myself doing it. Today we are going to ask the Lord, the Father, help me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in the last scripture, in conclusion, in Revelation chapter 19, verse
14.
And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon the white horse, clothed in fine linen, and white and clean. As the angel of the Lord rebuked Satan. Today may the angel of the Lord rebuke Satan in our lives. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't look to your sister, don't look to your brother. It is only you.
And you.
It is you and me. I am part of it, you are part of it.
Oh yeah, okay, for home, Mr. Mika home.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And are we ready?
Now, yeah, crowd.
To let it go.
Ah, you man on aqua.
There are certain things we love you so much, so we have kept it.
And you may be why you don't pass, you can't battle.
We can't stop.
You to me, Jay.
But today, may the Lord rebuke the enemy for us.
Now, and then, you can say, Unyami on count, Bonifon.
As we stand on our feet, ladies and gentlemen.